I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, God-loving patriots. Welcome to another week of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative. Let me give you the talk line first. 504-556-9696. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend some beautiful concerts. I went to Family Gras. And let me explain something. I got to see Marie Osmond live in concert. Talk about a true patriot. Before her show started, she got up there and she sang something patriotic. I think it wasn't a national anthem, but it was still a patriot song. I think it was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, I think. And the love for America I experienced by going to Family Gras. It's a beautiful, beautiful environment. I also had the pleasure and honor of meeting Jefferson Parish Councilwoman Jennifer Van Vranken, another true patriot. Also got to meet Scott Walker, councilman for Jefferson Parish. And I met his father too, Bob Walker, the Odie King. Both of them true American patriots. And that, later on that night, I went to Rockin' Boo, went watch Contraflow in concert. And before the show started, they had the national anthem come on the TV in the background. Everybody in the place stood up with their hands over their hearts, including the band members themselves. Makes me proud to be an American. That's what you call true patriotism. After the Star Spangled Banner was finished, everybody started shouting, USA, 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 USA. See, folks, we're taking our country back through grassroots. We're not letting the established politicians, career politicians, run this country anymore. We're taking it back. Example, 30-plus year Democrat incumbent in Pennsylvania got beat by a conservative truck driver who only invested $153. They say you can't beat money. Not all the time. God works in mysterious ways, my friends. Okay, I think we have our first caller now. Matthew, the oil man from Metairie. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening. Well, do have a bit of bad news to lay on you first. The Parliament in Canada met and they voted the NDP, which I don't know what party what it stands for, and the Liberals joined forces to defeat the People's Party and the Conservatives to extend Trudeau's imperial powers.
Yeah, I seen a witch on TV saying she's going to cancel their insurance and freeze their bank accounts if they don't bring their trucks home. They said they're hurting the economy of Canada.
Oh, yeah, no, the mandates and the lockdowns, they didn't do a thing to the economy of Canada. It's only these evil Nazi right-wing multi-ethnic white supremacist truckers.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah, of course. And they're the nice people on TV who are the authorized journalists. They're the ones who are supposed to speak.
Right. The robots. So,
well, the NDP, the non-playable characters, NPC. Yeah, I was just... I saw that on Gab. I was like, ugh, that sucks.
Tell me about it.
So, you're going to be at the Home Defense Foundation meeting tomorrow?
I doubt it. I just found out about it. I would like to go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get there. No guarantees, given the line of work I'm in, but I'm going to try to make it. I take off early because I work an hour away from home. It's been an hour and a half going there, though, because for some reason...
You work in Oldfield. Department...
Yeah. At HOMA.
Right.
Yeah, so for some reason, the Louisiana Department of Transportation, it looks like they're setting up a housing tenement on top of the 310 bridge. It's been there like, feels like 3 weeks, going on 3 weeks now, to do some kind of repairs, and I haven't seen them actually doing anything. I just see they've blocked off the right lane on top of the bridge, and it backs up traffic for 3 or 4 miles.
Wow.
Because we do traffic so well in Louisiana.
Yeah, right. Airline Highway in the River Parish is like the General Motors obstacle course. If you want to test your suspension out, ride on the Airline Highway.
Thanks, I'll pass. Highway 90 is scarified enough.
So tell me something, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Am I improving a little bit on my show? I'm trying to get better every week.
You're getting there. It is a challenge. It's a lot harder to talk into a microphone than it is to a telephone for some reason. I don't know what it is. But I do remember the first time back when Jeff was on with Chris Tidmore. And I went to their old station because a relative of mine worked there to drop something off. And they dragged me in there and they stuck me in front of the mic. And you know, the first words I uttered over the airways was, So needless to say,
I'm fearing getting fired and come to find out, no, I own the show. They can't fire me, right?
No, they can't fire you. You just have to give up on yourself. I figured this much out about you. You don't quit very easily.
No, I don't.
You're pretty determined, and that's one of the things that it takes. It's, you know, just another thing, too, is just learn to relax a little bit. You're not going to be perfect all the time, but just learn to relax, learn to have fun with it. But I think you're getting the relaxing part a little bit better. And you got to learn to lighten up and have fun. Not everything has to be profound. But just, you know, a little lighthearted banter and just have fun. I mean, you're doing something that takes a lot, you know, to do. But at the same time,
it's a whole lot different than music radio.
It is very different from music radio. Music radio, you're just the intro to the main act. Whereas in talk radio, you are the main act.
Yes.
It helps if you bring some notes or some things.
I didn't bring any notes this week because I was going to talk about patriotism, how happy I was to see everybody chant the USA at these two shows I went to this past weekend.
Well, and you see, that's a good thing to talk about. And so the question is,
Why aren't we seeing more of that? Or is more of it happening and the nice people on television not telling us about it?
Right. I got a special guest coming up in the fourth segment. We're going to be talking a lot about that.
All righty. Well, I can hang or I can hang up if you want to. Which one you want me to do?
Stay around for the next segment. I got a few more things.
I will do that.
You got to go pay some bills. Patriots, you're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, which stands for Where Winning Gets So Outstanding. Be right back.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
hominy. Hominy is dried corn kernels treated with a mild lye solution to remove the hulls and germ to avoid sprouting. The name comes from a Native American language, logically enough, since they are the ones who developed the process, using hot water and ash to do the job. When ground, hominy becomes the familiar grits eaten with breakfast in the South. You can buy whole hominy kernels, canned or in bags, but it's not much eaten in that form, and with good reason. One dish in which the whole hominy is essential is the Southwestern American stew called pozole. It's very familiar in New Mexico.
The Food Show.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Hit it, Freddie! Welcome back to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative. And we're going back to Matthew from Metairie. Still there, Matthew?
Yes.
Okay. There's something else too I wanted to mention too. Contraflow is playing in Kindergrad this week, upcoming weekend, from like 4 to 6, or 1 to 4.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I would advise checking that band out. They rock hard. They're great.
Well, this weekend is going to be consumed by various things around the house. The contractors are going to be starting this week, so I'll be doing house stuff. pretty much off and on all weekend.
I know.
It's been kind of like that since the storm. One of the challenges of trying to get, you know, this activism going is the fact that I have extra duties lined up for me at the house. And a lot of people say, well, that's an excuse. Yeah, but it's mine. You're not living my life. I am. Shut up.
And you have responsibilities.
Yeah. So, you know, what kind of a person would I be to neglect my family for, you know, everybody else? I don't know.
That's right. You're a true American patriot. Patriots not only stand up for God and America, they stand up for their families too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to think, and this is a libertarian concept, that the basis of our free society is individual, but then that just kind of leaves people as like an atomized person. And so I've started to grow a different theory that it's a family that is the basis of a civilization, and a strong family. If you have strong families, you have a strong civilization. I have no way of testing that hypothesis except to kind of look around at the chaos around us. And where I see a lot of chaos, I'm willing to bet you the families are very weak.
That's right. Man, you know what, Matthew? I take that as a compliment, what you said. I sound like a person that doesn't quit. You are right. I take that as a compliment. I really appreciate that.
Well, it was meant as a compliment and a sincere one, in fact. When I'd heard that you were planning on doing a radio show, my first thought was astonishment. It's like, does he know what's involved in that? Well, you found out what's involved in that, and you went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I got to give you the big thumbs up for gumption, man.
I appreciate that.
You got the grit.
Yep.
Especially everything that you've been through.
Yep.
I mean, let's face it, Ida was rough me up, but Ida, you know, rode you hard and put you up wet.
Yep. But I hate to cut it short, Matthew. I got a couple more calls coming in, but I'll talk to you next week.
All right. You just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it well and getting better.
Thanks a lot, Matthew from Metairie.
Yeah.
Next, we have Rusty from Jefferson. Good evening, Rusty.
Good evening, John. John, I heard you ask the question to Matthew, how you're doing so far since you've been on your show, started your show.
I'm trying to improve it every week.
Can I throw a few seconds worth of advice?
Yes, please.
Okay. You've had a lot of guests on your show, and I think people would like to get to know who you are first. I know you got a guest, you said, by the end of the show, and I'm not trying to take away anything from a guest, but for me, when I listen to radio, I try to get familiar with the talk show host. And that might be a little bit nervous, a kind of a nervous situation, but I think people want to get to know who you are, what you stand for. I know you got certain ideas you stand for, like patriotism and faith and family and all that. But they want to know a little more about you and have your opinions, not just people that come into the show and give their thoughts. So if I thought if your show is going to succeed, and you know I'm hoping like Matthew it does, is to get to know you as a person, as a human being, and I think once they do that, I think your show will become more solid, more. You know, just better, because when they have the guests on the show, we're hearing their opinions, they're having their ideas. And I think, you know, some people think, well, that's helping the show, but you only got an hour. You don't have what Jeff has. You don't have 4 hours or 3 hours. You only got 1 hour. And if they don't get to know you, they're getting to know other people, you know, And I don't think most of these people are wanting to get other know other people. They want to know if they can talk to the talk show host, and in this case, that's you.
Right.
So,
if it's okay with you, can I have the producer give me your phone number, and we will talk during the week?
That's fine. Okay, you have another caller? Unless you want more, I'll just do that. I'll give him my phone number, and that'll be great.
I got callers coming in out the kazoo right now.
I know. So I better let you go to those callers, and I'll give the phone number to the producer.
Brian, go ahead and copy his phone number down for me. Thanks for calling, Rusty.
Thank you.
All right. Next caller we have Brother Steve from Madisonville. Good evening, Brother Steve. Thanks for your call.
How you doing, Brother John? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I can always improve.
Brother, oh boy, yeah, we can all always improve. Brother, you gotta believe in faith. As the WGSO radio station and the different shows grow, is the family will get stronger. They'll give you strength, and you'll be a tower of power one day, coming across the microphone to the people that are out there. Everything takes time. Build your family. Those are the regulars that are going to listen to you, and then go from there. You have more guests than a lot of people have. Yeah. I think you're going to do good. Just let it rip, brother. Let it rip. Just let it come.
That's my problem. Is I'm worried about making too many mistakes. I just need to let it rip. Give it to God.
Yeah, just let it rip. You know, just let it go. It's all gonna. You got to believe it's gonna work out. Once you believe it's gonna work out, all you gotta do is remember the formula: authority, authority, authority. God first.
Amen.
Family second. Then you get into
then countries third.
Yeah, once you know those two, is then you know about morality. Once you know about morality, then you know about responsibility, then you know about accountability, and then comes the country. Because if the family ain't strong, guess what? The country won't be strong.
Got that right.
You can make a family right here on the radio. That's what Jeff did. That's what Big John Mason does. That's what everybody does. Take your time. Make your family. Let it rip. Let everybody know who the hell the flaming conservative is.
Yes, right. And
that's all I got for you tonight, bro.
Guess what? I'm going to look at houses in Slidell this week. I'm getting out of La Place.
That's good.
Getting out of River Parishes.
Yeah. Hey, watch out what happens with the investigation of the Rickies over here on the North Shore. Check that out.
I will, buddy. We'll talk sometime this week, Brother Steve.
All right.
Okay, we got to go to break. Patriots, grab your bowl of hot and spicy jambalaya. You're listening to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, which stands for Where Winning Gets So Outstanding. Be right back.
Of any, gonna try to make it in every way.
The cop comes to a stop, much to her surprise. The man in his cigar said, step on up inside. Who's on the bus about the half the day, talking over tons of contracts.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours. And as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Authorities say no fatalities or major injuries are reported after an explosion at the Marathon refinery plant in Garyville this morning. St. John Parish President Jacqueline Hotard says it happened shortly after 9.
There was one minor injury of a contract worker that is being reported to be being treated at the local facility.
Hotard says Marathon is monitoring air quality in the area. The state fire marshal's office says a 6-year-old child rescued from a burning mobile home in New Iberia has died. Spokesperson Ashley Rodriguez says 2 adults and 6 kids were inside the home on Sunday afternoon when the blaze started. And the 6-year-old was the only one that did not get out safely.
Efforts were made by family members as well as neighbors to rescue the child from the outside of the home, which they were able to do. The boy was transported to a local hospital, but unfortunately later died.
The boy is the 23rd person to die by house fire in Louisiana so far this year. This is news on LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on February 23rd, it's the original Wild Chapatulas. And on March 2nd, Big D and Friends. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
stand by for some patriotism music. Okay, Patriots, pay attention to the words.
We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and blue. Drinking domestic brews. If you want to know where I've been, just look at my hands. Yeah, I'm driven by the White House, spent some time in jail. Mama cried, but she still wouldn't pay my bail. I ain't been no angel, but even God, he understands. Yeah. Oh, my hair's turning.
My neck's always been red, and my collar's still blue.
We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and blue.
Okay, Patriots.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Each week, I have a jambalaya patriot that calls into the show. This week, I have a special guest. He's Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya's rock concert publicity director. Ladies and gentlemen, this man needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. Rock and Roll Mark from Gretna. Good evening, Mark.
What's up, John? How's it going, man?
Great.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to the show for the caller who said they want to get to know you better. Look, all I could say is John's a really good guy, and we hung out at Family Gras. I was there Friday. He got to meet Marie Osmond. Lucky guy. And actually, Marie Osmond got locked out of her trailer. I don't know what happened, but John sent me a text saying he met Marie, and lo and behold, there's a picture of, John. And if anybody doesn't know who John is, John's the host of the show. But
Scoot got to go eat dinner with her.
Yeah, Drago's. I saw that, you know. Yeah, Scoot got to go eat dinner with Marie Osmond, and they went to Drago's in Fat City, which wasn't far from the Family Gras. And, yeah, he was talking about that on his show today. But I think most of your callers, John, there's some of them want to be radio hosts themselves, and they probably could be themselves. You know, like everyone's giving you advice. I like the fact you mix music with kind of like some of the political to-dos of the day. And there's one thing I wanted to say, John. I talk a lot, so.
I know you do. You're very knowledgeable, too.
Well, yeah, thank you. Listen, there's something I brought up on Jeff's show today, and we got to really put a spotlight on this. All your listeners, you included and myself included, we got to keep blowing the whistle on this. You know, we see the crime in New Orleans, we see the carjackings and all that stuff, and I think a lot of that's intentional. But what's interesting is, John, it had this, I don't know if you heard the story, but Friday night, there was a student at UNO, a young girl, young Caucasian girl, and she was, it's hard to say exactly what happened, but basically she was supposedly in Metairie for parades around the Family Guy area, actually, and then she went out downtown to party some more. I think she drank, and according to the story, John, around midnight, I don't know if this is an Uber driver or like a friend or something, or some weird situation happened where she got into a car with the guy. And the guy, again, the story is basically saying it's an Uber driver, but it's really sketchy information. So anyway, midnight, she lives near UNO. She's from South Carolina, though, John. She's not from here.
Right, so she doesn't know what's going on.
Exactly. She's enjoying Mardi Gras. She's getting all, her feels are getting all, she sees all the neon lights on the float. She's starting to drink. She doesn't realize the dangers of it all. And, well, according to the story, she said, you know, can you bring me to my place? I want to go check my pet, like her dog or cat or something like that. Well, her roommate was there. When she came over there, John, her roommate was like, where are you going? You're going back out with that guy? And the guy, the Uber driver, whatever he was, basically said to her, do you want a party? And if you do, get back in the car. Well, when she checked the pet, you know, she went against her roommate's best wishes, got back in the car with this guy. And sadly, 5 hours later, she was found dead.
Wasn't she raped too?
We haven't confirmed that. But look, I'm a father of two daughters. If this whole thing played out, I would suspect that. I mean, because again, this is the thing, John. I've only heard this story on Jeff's show, and NOLA.com did a really vague story about it. The local media, the national media is not covering it at all.
I mean, NOLA.com is a liberal rag. It's part of the Advocate. Well,
yeah, and again, it's very, you know, like I said, they haven't really brought it up. It's a really sad story. And again, if a man told a woman, hey, do you want to come party? And then 5 hours later, she was dead. I would assume he had something to do with it. Because, you know, why else would he say something like that?
An Uber driver is supposed to conduct his ride sharing like a business. That'd be the last thing I would tell her for the fact.
Yeah, again, I don't know exact specifics on the story other than I'm trying to follow it. But again, the media is, I suspect this to be a cold case by next week, meaning they're going to just
sweep it under the rug.
I mean, exactly.
No, we're going to keep pushing this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we need the listeners. That's probably the biggest message I have for the listeners tonight and trying to be on your show, John, is that we need to put a spotlight on this story. Because I guarantee you the local, you know, this isn't good press during Mardi Gras when they're trying to amp up some business. They really want to scare natives out. You see, John, they want to scare us, anybody from Lakeview or the suburbs, from going in there.
That's the Aspen Institute.
Those are resistors to, yeah, they're resistors to the Aspen Institute, whereas the South Carolina party students, college kids, Tulane and all that, they're going to sweep all those kind of incidents under the rug. They don't want, you know, that getting out. But I can see this situation. I heard this morning, I'm just following it online, basically on some Facebook pages and stuff. I heard that the mother's driving down. I think she lives in North Carolina. She's driving down, and she's trying to get answers 3-4 days later. And it reminds me what it's setting up to be like, John. It reminds me of, if you ever seen that movie, The Pharmacist. Remember that movie about the Chalmette pharmacist whose son died in the Ninth Ward? You remember that story?
Yep.
This is setting up just like that. The girl's going to come down here looking for answers. She's going to get none. It's going to be the height of Mardi Gras. She's going to get pushed to the side. She's going to be crying into her hands, down on her knees about what happened to her daughter, getting no transparency, no information, and this whole story getting swept under the rug. I can see that coming. And, you know, it's really sad.
We're about to jump to a break. Mark, just hang on. Stay on for the next segment.
All right.
Okay, Patriots, you're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative. We got to pay some bills. Be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Hey, y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. On the phone, we have our special guest, Jambalaya's rock and roll publicity director, Rock and Roll Mark from the West Bank, from Gretna.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Hey, listen, I want to say again to the caller who asked, they want to know what you're about. Well, I would suggest definitely calling up John, but also, yeah, getting out there. He, you know, John said earlier he's going to go see that Contraflow band. It's a cover band. And he likes rock music, and obviously he's had Randy Jackson from Zebra on his show. He's had Steve Blaze from Lillian Axe. See, a Contraflow's playing this Saturday in Jefferson Parish in Kenner before the parade out in Kenner. And if you don't want to deal with Endymion and Orleans Parish and all that headache, you know, go see Contraflow. I mean, not so much for the band, but just go meet John. I've met John a few times. I've met him at a couple events. He came and saw Jeff Tate at Queensryche. We were there, and you know, we've become friends. You know, we don't. It's not about all of us, John, agreeing on everything or feeling the same way that this person or this politician or this is what needs to be said. That's where the movement for patriotism, quote unquote, is. Because the way I think is outside the box as far as most people are concerned. You know, I mean, I you know, I think differently on certain things, and I get questioned for it, and people, you know, call you a conspiracy theorist and all that kind of stuff. But I care about the same things that you and your callers do. And, you know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, like I said, I've said it before, John, I think a good addition for your show would be to co-host, not me, because I got, you know, my wife and kids and I'm kind of busy. But, you know, say like maybe Michelle Herstis.
Totally
she'd
agree.
Be a good she'd be a great co-host for you. Maybe Deplorable Dion. I think a good female counterpart.
I know. I guarantee you one thing. We can cook some stuff up with them too.
Oh yeah, that'd be our three of y'all.
Flaming liberal would be on his hands and knees begging for mercy.
And you know what? That's the thing about WGSO. Flaming liberal obviously calls in and tries to rabble rouse people. But guess what? If you believe in the First Amendment, which I know you believe in, and Jeff believes in, and I believe in, you allow other people to have opinions.
Yeah, I give him his opinion. You know,
that's fine. You support the First Amendment by doing that, you know, and, you know, even if it's a counter to your beliefs, you still uphold the First Amendment by allowing that person to talk. As long as they don't threaten anybody or, you know, anything like that. I think that's typically what Jeff says. I'd have to agree with that, you know, but, you know, yeah, I think you and Deplorable Dion, maybe Michelle Herstis or some other counterpart that, you know, would be a good possibility in the future. You know, because like your caller said earlier, an hour's not that long a time between commercial breaks and whatnot. Me personally, I like rock music, so I enjoy hearing you bring on local celebrities like J.J. Mucker Band artists and Steve Blaze from Lillian Axe and Randy Jackson and stuff. Like, I like that, but not everyone is like that. You know, I like the fact you mix music with the current events and politics of the day.
I'm supposed to have that drummer on in a week or so.
The drummer from Lillian Axe. Yeah, I heard about that on your Facebook page. Wayne. Yeah, I saw that.
I got to call him up this week.
I deactivated
my Facebook page because I just got tired of the drama going on. I mean, I didn't delete it. I just deactivated it. I'm on your spot.
Listen. And for the caller that wants to know about John is focused on himself. He's got a saying. He tells me all the time, you got to weigh in, you got to pray in. We're all trying to lose weight right now with king cake season. I know I'm guilty of it. But, I mean, we need to focus on it. Everybody needs to good. I can't say the same, but we all got to focus on our health. Because right now with the COVID stuff, if you're taking the vaccine or not, people have been at home, good. Me neither. Not me.
Ivermectin,
you know?
Baby.
And again, yeah, they've demonized that. You know, again, there's reasons why they've done the things they've done. This is the largest psychological operation in the history of man. And I would say in the history of man, no other time have they ever tried to pull this off. 2 years of having us locked down and believing all these lies. And they're not done, John. But, you know, but like I said, look, I want to finish with this. You know, with that woman dying at UNO, that student, we got to keep a spotlight on that because, you know, the information is very limited. I do suspect foul play.
I do suspect too.
She was. Yeah, I definitely.
Did you hear about another killing at Costco?
I heard about that. Now, I think that was some kind of domesticated abuse. I mean, domestic situation, like an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend. Defending himself against I don't know something. It wasn't your typical crime event, but I'm not saying that's okay or better, but yeah, it's been bad publicity for Costco and Mid-City, and you know, it's sad, you know. But like I said, I think the situation with the girl from South Carolina is going to be swept under the rug, John.
Yep.
And you got to stay on it. I mean, like, you know, on behalf of her mother, her family. And I've been watching, like I said, I've been watching the story on Facebook and online from the mother's mouth. She said she was driving down. I saw that. She posted that. There's one thread in particular where people were saying rest in peace to her on her Facebook page. and it's like public access. You can go check it out. And with that, I saw the mother plan to drive down. So I expect her to get a lot of runaround from the New Orleans Police Department. It reminds me a lot of what's probably going to happen, or what happened in that movie, The Pharmacist, where the Chalmette father had to basically knock door to door in the knife war to find out information on what was going on. Now, you know, were there drugs involved?
You know what's my answer for New Orleans? Get rid of our annex it into Jefferson Parish. Let JPSO take over law enforcement. NOPD answers to JPSO.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'll say this, John. They don't want to do that because
it has to be done.
I know. Well, the way the Aspen Institute figures is they're gaining control through the crime. Because, you know, how many people that listen to your show, me included, you included, or whatever, have roots on the South Shore? Have, right. You know, had family that lived in New Orleans East that got scared out? Had family that lived in, you know, whose grandparents grew up in the 7th Ward, the 9th Ward, and they all got relocated with the crime. The crime has been used to relocate natives.
Right.
And so I think they like that. You know, I don't think they exactly want a solution.
That's why that casino in Slido got defeated, which is a big victory for us conservatives. You'd have had the same crap in Slido.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people, including Michelle, on when she calls in the Jeff show, say that, because I know she lives in Slido. She was very happy that that casino didn't happen.
But now they're talking about bringing it to Laplace, my neck of the woods.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, we have a parish president who's a devout Democrat. St. Tammany is predominantly Republican. St. John Parish. Yeah. St. James Parish, River Parish is predominantly Democrat. Yeah, they want that tax revenue, but they don't realize the damage that it's going to cause. I know firsthand what damage a casino can do to a family.
I've heard stories actually similar to what you're saying, that, you know, people get, it's like they're very addictive. The gambling is an epidemic. It's swept under the rug because so many people lose it all, but they're embarrassed to ever mention it. So you don't really hear about it that much. A lot of suicides. It's really sad. But, you know, look, I'll say one last thing about this girl, just for anybody who's just hearing about this. She passed away this Friday. It was Friday night into Saturday morning. She was dropped off at a New Orleans East hospital, and that was it. She was pronounced dead on the scene. It's a really wicked story, John, so you got to stay on it, okay?
Hear that, Patriots? Call in Jeff's show, my show, information on that. We're not letting this thing slide. Okay, we're not going to be on next week, Mardi Gras. I'll be back on 2 weeks. Until then, same bat time, same bat channel. Happy Mardi Gras. Enjoy your king cake, and I'm definitely going to enjoy crawfish bisque. Thanks, Rock and Roll Mark. I'm off now.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made land.